This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey, y'all. You're listening to This With Chris Show, where I talk about faith, family, culture, and literally everything in between. Now today, we're talking about raising boys in a world that's gotten a little too casual for its own good, and how something as simple as maybe tucking in your shirt can actually shape character. Now there's something special about watching your kid grow into his own personality, right? For me, one of those little milestones hit when my seven-year-old started picking out his own clothes, maybe in the last year or so, maybe longer. But that probably to you guys sounds like no big deal, right? But all of you parents, you guys know there's a huge difference between your kid picking out mismatched superhero costumes to wear when you're running out to Costco on a Saturday morning and picking out something that actually makes sense. And here's the best part. I have to say that what my son wears, I 1,000% approve, especially a lot of the reasons why is because he wears Georgia Bulldogs jerseys and stuff. Anyway, but most of the time, he picks out a nice collared polo and some khaki shorts and a belt. And man, that makes me proud because he tucks his shirt in every single time. That one small act says a lot because, you know, tucking in your shirt isn't just about style, right? It's about intentionality. It's a little signal to the world that says, hey, I respect myself and I respect the people around me. And as his father, I've always tried to model that, right? My wife and I both have. There's a standard in our home that you don't wear gym shorts to church or Crocs to dinner. You show respect for the occasion because life's full of moments that deserve your best. And that's one of the reasons I'm a fan of school uniforms, by the way. So Monday through Friday, my son who attends charter school wears a uniform and there's no debate about what he has to wear. No competition over brands, no wasted time. It's just order, equality, and readiness. It's structure, and structure, I truly believe, builds character. Now, I myself grew up in London, England in the 1980s and 90s. And back then, I had to wear a tie. I had to shine my shoes. I tucked my shirt in. If my socks weren't pulled up or my collar wasn't straight, you kind of get called out. It wasn't harsh. It was training. Training in self-respect, discipline, and presentation. Now, somewhere along the way, our culture lost that, right? I mean, just mind blown when I see, and not to judge other parents, but sometimes it's hard to not judge other parents when their kids dress the way they do. You probably heard the saying, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. But it's deeper than that, right? How you dress affects how you feel, how you think, and how others engage with you. That's even there's even science behind it, right? Something called in-clothe cognition. Studies have shown that whether you know what you wear can influence confidence, focus, and performance. People who dress neatly and professionally tend to perform better, not because of what they're wearing, but because of what it tells their brain about who they are. Now, when my son tucks his shirt in, he's not just dressing up, he's stepping up. That's the foundation of the dress for success mindset. And I you know what? My old podcast, I even did a whole episode about it. It's not about vanity. It's about values, about saying, I'm here to do my best. You know, my previous organization, the CEO and our chief production officer and things like that, like we used to compete with ties and, you know, looking our best. It's awesome. Okay. Manners, etiquette, presence, right? They're not old fashioned. They're timeless. I've told my son, when you walk into a room, you shake hands, make eye contact, smile, and speak clearly. Hold doors, say thank you, yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. It's not about impressing people, it's about honoring them. My son plays golf, and I love that he plays golf. I live vicariously through him. Golf has been one of the best teachers of that lesson for him. On the golf course, you call penalties on yourself. You don't talk while someone's swinging. You fix your divots. You shake hands at the end of the round. That sport, more than any other, I feel, teaches dignity and discipline. And it's given my son the pride in how he presents himself. Okay? Now let's talk about something that came up in just recently. And, you know, speaking of presentation, this story that's probably no one's read or heard, but I heard, it really caught my attention, right? There was a group of college students a couple of weeks back who decided to show respect to themselves, to their beliefs, and to the occasion by wearing suits on campus to classes a few days after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And there was going to be like maybe a campus vigil, a memorial that was happening later that day. These young men were saying, we're going to carry ourselves with class. But instead of being applauded, they were written up by the university's dean because they said this, he said, and they said, the suits were distracting and against school dress code policy. I mean, seriously, think about that. They weren't causing trouble. They weren't protesting. They were literally only wearing suits. That moment says so much about where we are as a society. When young men dress with dignity, it's labeled as provocative. Come on. That tells you we've lost our sense of what's right and respectable. It's almost as if like excellence, discipline, and formality have become somewhat of like rebellious acts, right? And maybe that's okay. Maybe it's time for that kind of rebellion, to look good and smart. Because even if we can't encourage our young men to show up well, to stand tall, dress sharp, and act respectfully, then we shouldn't be surprised when the next generation grows up confused about what strength and leadership actually look like. That's why I believe deeply that teaching our boys to be young men and how to present themselves isn't shallow, it's sacred. There's something called the gentleman mentality. I've read books on this stuff, right? And but I've always dressed appropriately. Young men need to know how to wear a suit, how to tie a tie. Forget that, how to tie a bow tie, how to shine their shoes, how to press a shirt, how to sit at a table with manners. Come on. You know, not because we're obsessed with image, not, you know, but because these are literally small acts of respect that reflects something bigger, which I believe is self-control. Being a gentleman isn't about money or status. It's about composure, humility, and respect for the people around you. There's a pastor named Adrian Rogers, right? And one thing he had said a long time ago was, you can be poor in pocket and still rich in character. Dressing well is one small way to remind yourself of that truth. It's not about brand names, okay? It's about having pride in how you show up. And let's be honest, when a man takes the time to look presentable, to treat people kindly and lead with confidence, well, guess what? They stand out in the best possible way. You know, it's just wild to me that I'm even doing an episode on this, you guys, because we are like in a time where we're lost. I'll never forget the first time my son, who came downstairs, right, fully dressed for, we were going out to dinner or something, shirt tucked in, belt on, shoes tied, hair combed. And I didn't say a word to him. I just couldn't help but smile, the smile in my heart as well. Because that's the goal. That's when you realize your kids don't always listen to what you say, right? But they're always watching what you do. So I you know, ask all of you to keep showing up, right? Keep those boys showing up. Their shirts pressed, shoes clean, ready to go. Not because I'm worried about appearances, but because I personally am modeling pride, order, and respect, and you should try. It's awesome. And that's what I want him, my son, to carry out into the world, right? Those attributes, those character, you know, he's always going to win because of that, I believe. One could hope. There's a verse that always grounds me, and it's, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. That training isn't just about faith, right? It's about fundamentals, how we carry ourselves, how we treat others, how we respect the spaces we enter, because presentation, etiquette, and discipline are all expressions of the same thing, which is character. I feel like I'm going around in circles here, but it's just so important. So here's to raising young men who still believe in tucking in their shirts, shaking hands, and doing things with excellence, because they know that looking good on the outside often starts with being good on the inside. It reminds me of that famous Baron Trump video that was going around, and if you remember, he was wearing a suit from head to toe. He looked polished. Now listen, thanks for tuning in to This with Chris Show. If this episode, I don't know, inspired you, maybe, I don't know, share it with a friend or a fellow parent. Let's bring back the standard. Let's raise young men to walk with pride, lead with humility, and show the world that old school values never go out of style. No AI will replace that. Now subscribe on Spotify, follow us on YouTube, keep up with all the episodes, past and present and future. And until next time, I want you guys to stay grounded, stay grateful, and keep raising those young gentlemen.